this land to the Rocky Mountains, travel this land to the prairie.
It's time to travel this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Wiz Bryant.
Travel this land side by side.
On today's program, Wiz relates the tale of Canada's forestry industry and examines its past, present, and uncertain future in the story of Evergreen.
From the birth of the square timber trade to the present day, the emphasis in Canada has been on the exploitation of public forests for their timber value. Coniferous forests cover almost half of Canada's land area, and as a result, forest harvesting affects very large areas. Canada's evergreen forests are part of a cold climate boreal belt that stretches from the forests of Siberia and Alaska to the forests of Norway, Sweden, and Finland. Together, they weave a vast, complex pattern of life, an ecosystem in delicate balance. The forests are made up of different varieties of pines, spruce, juniper, hemlock, larch, fir, cedar, yew, and cypress that together constitute the precious resource we call evergreen.
Softly the evergreen waits by the crystal stream, waits for the loggers to haul them away. Down to the lumber mill, forests so cool and still, down to the log train and out to the world. Evergreen.
In British Columbia, the maritime climate supports a forest dominated by conifers. A mature tree usually has a straight central trunk and short branches forming a distinctive crown. The Canadian forest industry builds approximately 15,000 kilometers of logging roads each year. These roads, mostly unsurfaced, constitute huge engineering and construction projects. Progressive clear-cutting is practiced in natural, undeveloped forests. It requires the least initial road construction and permits the loggers to concentrate their operations. The fallers use hand-held chainsaws to cut the trees. Their work is dangerous and requires a good deal of skill. The fallers work as a team with the skidder, who drags the logs to the roadside with a wheel skidder or tractor. Most trees harvested in Canada are transported from the forest by truck. Front-end loaders and cranes are used to load the trucks. Logging railways were common in Canada until the 1950s, and commercial railways are still used as secondary transportation. On the BC coast, logs are carried by truck to the water and then formed into rafts and pulled by tugs and barges to the mills. Canada's forests produce a variety of commercial products, from expensive veneers and finished lumber to construction lumber, shingles, and pulp and paper products. These products are purchased by many of the more affluent countries of the world. The forest resource is of major social and economic importance to Canadians. In 1982, the forest industries of Canada directly employed 260,000 people. And for each individual employed in the woods and the mills, there were two other jobs created indirectly. The forestry sector alone generates jobs for over 780,000 workers. Over 7% of Canada's workforce relies for their livelihood on our forests of evergreen.
Log truck to Old Quesnel, many a tale to tell, work and its dangers, men and their pride. You are the pure one, the brave and the sure one, you are the dreamer on the green mountainside. Evergreen, evergreen, you got me dreaming again. Evergreen, evergreen, you got me believing again. Anything is possible, anything can be. We can soar like an eagle when our spirit.
Forest is said to be mature and ready for harvesting when timber of sawlog size is available. But in the last 30 years, As timber supplies have emerged as a worldwide problem, the fairness of liquidating forest capital has begun to be questioned with growing concern. The goal of forest economics is to maintain the present harvest in perpetuity. Unfortunately, the record of forest resource management in Canada is well below the level necessary to sustain existing harvest levels. As a result of decades of neglect, timber supplies are running low in many forest-based communities. In light of Canada's reliance on its forest industries, the specter of wood shortages is serious indeed. In 1986, the export of forest products accounted for $17 billion. Yet, impressive as the economic contributions of forest products may be, they do not fully reflect the importance of the forest resource. Timber reserves have been reduced to critical levels by a combination of factors, but by far the most important has been the neglect of forest renewal. Most of Canada's forest land is publicly owned. Thus, a real conflict arises between the industry's desire to mine the resource for profit and society's desire to protect public land. The potential conflict is further complicated by the fact that the forest resource has many other values besides logging: stream flow, watershed protection, fish and wildlife, soil erosion, grazing, hunting, and Canada's multi-billion dollar recreation and tourist industry are all profoundly affected by the neglect of forest renewal. The case for forest renewal is based on the need to stabilize forest industry employment. It is estimated that over 100,000 jobs could be created in forest renewal projects. The social costs of the neglect to maintain timber resources would be much higher. Forests remain the home of many of Canada's native people and are the playground of millions of outdoor enthusiasts. Perhaps the greatest benefit of our forests is its intangible one, the opportunity it provides us with the renewal of the human spirit. Intensive forest management must be the key to a new forestry strategy. Canada is necessarily moving out of an era of forest exploitation into one of intensive, sustained renewal.
Wonder and beauty when we open our eyes, feller and skitter, you reach Sawlog's eyes. For deer and the people, you're all we own, the peace we long for, the place we call home. Evergreen, you got me dreaming again. Evergreen, you got me believing again. Anything is possible, anything can be. We can soar like an eagle when our spirit.
Greater efforts in such areas as site management, the use of genetically superior planting stock, effective and immediate replanting, thinning, and fertilization are now imperative. The potential wood volume gains from the application of these management techniques is between 50 and 100%. There is a recognized need to rehabilitate much of the inadequately stocked, burned, and cut over forest lands, and although the demands for other purposes have increased, they must not be allowed to infringe on the best forest production areas. The task of intensive management is complex, and it is difficult, but it is urgently required, and yes, it is possible. The principal problem is that the Canadian people as a whole have not yet fully realized that the days of unlimited reaping of our forests are over. Most forest land belongs to the people of Canada, and their views and desires are the ones that must determine the the most desirable mix of economic, social, and environmental goals for our forests. These judgments will ultimately be the responsibility of our governments. And when the people have confirmed their decisions as fair, wise, and practical, then forest management will at last have become integrated forest resource management, and our forests will remain forever evergreen.
Softly the evergreen waits by the crystal stream, waits for the loggers to haul them away. Down to the lumber mill, forests so cool and still, down to the log train and out to the world. Log drop to Old Quinnell, many a tale to tell, work and its dangers, of men and their pride. You are the pure one, the brave and the sure one, you are the dreamer on the green mountainside. Evergreen, evergreen, you got me dreaming again. Evergreen, evergreen, you got me believing again. Anything is possible, anything can be. We can soar like an eagle when our spirit is free. Evergreen. Wonder and beauty when we open our eyes, a feller and skitter, you reach all outside. For deer and the people, you're all we own, the peace we long for, the place we call home. Evergreen, evergreen, you've got me dreaming again. Evergreen, evergreen, you got me believing again. Anything is possible, anything can be. We can soar like an eagle.
You've been traveling this land with Canada's singing storyteller, Whiz Bryan. Please feel free to write to us with your comments. We would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for another fascinating Canadian tale in story and song as we continue to travel this land.
Travel this land to the Fraser Delta, travel this land to the Arctic Sea. Travel this land where the wild loons call, and travel this land, come along with me. Travel this land, take my hand and travel this land.
Softly the evergreen waits by the crystal stream, waits for the loggers to haul them away. Down to the lumber mill, forests so cool and still, down to the log train and out to the world.
Logged rock to Old Quesnel, many a tale to tell. Work and its dangers, men and their pride. You are the pure one, the brave and the sure one. You are the dreamer on the green mountainside. Evergreen, evergreen, you've got me dreaming again. Evergreen, evergreen, you've got me believing again. Anything is possible, anything can be. We can soar, I can go, when our spirit is free. Wonder and beauty when we open our eyes. The feller and skitter, you reach all outside. For deer and the people, you're all we own. The peace we long for, the place we call home. Evergreen, evergreen, you got me dreaming again. Evergreen, evergreen, you've got me believing again. Anything is possible, anything can be. We can soar.